Hello, this is my audio boo again, just talking about the production process we're in at the moment, and the date I'm talking about is the Wednesday the 19th, which is rehearsal day. We planned this out, I booked it out in the studio. There's my schedule that I made and I handed it in to the producer, so very happy with the slot I got. I think it's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And yeah, so that's basically over and done with now. We learned a hell of a lot of things by doing this rehearsal. Basically, the script needs changing. Personally, it was a great script written by James Darcy, but I just thought it needed more comedy elements into it, and it was a bit of a biased script, and I think it would have lost the audience attention a little bit. So Charlie and Darcy are going to have to look at that again. Me personally directing, I needed to be writing down notes and that and stuff of when to put stuff in. We didn't really have VTs to play in at this particular time, so we couldn't really get the fans' reaction. And then I had an idea of, you know, if you're watching Big Brother and that, and they're like showing you some clip of like their montage of their time in the Big Brother house, and they're like a little shot of them, like say camera three would be in a close up of the reaction of the person that was in the house. Like a little square on the vision mixer, so I'm figuring out how to do that. But and also testing out the mics, big issue. Well, personally, I thought was a big issue, just in case. I wasn't sure what kind of sound I was going to get off, purely for the contestants, because all we're going to have is a boom mic for the fans. We found out about how we're going to need to use staging. We've sorted out the sofa from the camera room, which is great. The sofa's alright, it looks alright. And we've figured out to have staging, so it looks better on camera. Because you want the eye length of the person sitting on the sofa to be the same as across the camera, so it just looks better. And yeah, just figuring out how the dimension of the studio is going to work out, the lighting we want. And how it all just looked on camera, because we weren't too sure how the set was going to look on camera. We put it up before, but with the fans there, because there's quite a lot of people, I think we had 6 fans in total, there's quite a lot of people in there, just how it looked on camera. How the show, the script, was flowing on camera. One of the things I did previously before that, I was writing up the script on the auto script, helping out with the set. That was my input to it. Helping out on VTs, advising, sort of that, and the technical aspect if you wanted to know specifically what I did. But yeah, I think we all worked well as a whole. Very important thing, helped us out a lot. Also, we've got a lot of problem solving to do and filling out time with the script. I think the script is the most important thing at this moment in time, because the script is the template of the show. The script's right, the show can't go wrong. And it's not looking likely to have the Acorns interview. Great idea. Obviously unlucky. There was some proposal, emails were sent, and it just doesn't seem likely at the moment. But, and also Steve Sidwell is not happening as well. But we've got a lot of ideas for content to put in. We've got the penalty shootout coming up, which is really good. I think content we've got for that. Good camera setup. Really good. And that's it for that audio boo. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.